When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome everyone to Dragon Quest FM, where we talk about and obsess over Dragon Quest. I'm Austin.
I'm BJ, woo!
Yeah, and me and BJ, woo, I like the excitement this time. It's good.
Yeah, I figured, you know, hey, you gave me crap last time, so I was like, I'll do it. I'll do a woohoo this time.
Yeah, you're a woo girl now.
A woo! Yep. Always have been.
You have been, yes.
That's always been the case.
Anyway, we're going to be talking about the Dragon Quest Monsters, The Dark Prince demo that actually went up last week. It kind of went up unceremoniously the same day as the Nintendo Direct, but wasn't in the English Direct. And we had already had our episode recorded up for the week before we had a chance to really, you know, obviously play the demo or try it out. So we decided to save it for this week. Probably not too spoilery, just because it's the demo. So it's not like there's a lot to really dive into, but if you're wanting to go into the Dark Prince totally blind when it comes out in December, then maybe don't listen to this episode. Cause I mean, there are going to be things from the demo.
Yeah.
Getting straight into it, I actually really love the demo. Telling you that it came at a weird time for me because they dropped it like the day of or the day after the Pokemon DLC, which I don't know if that was supposed to be like a petty
it would be.
Yeah, it seemed like it was a petty monster, like we got a Monster Game 2 thing, but also like later that same day was all the FF7 Rebirth news with that release date and everything. So I didn't know if maybe it was just Square Enix was like trying to dump out other stuff before the big FF7 Rebirth announcement over here in the States.
Maybe so.
Or what happened with that, because it was like they showed it at they showed it in the Japanese Direct.
Okay. I didn't realize.
Yeah. I'm actually checking because I know we are pretty close to the actual anniversary of the first game releasing. Hmm. It was in September of like 98. Let me see. September 25th. No. So it wasn't even to make sure it was the day of the anniversary. So I don't know why they did it then, unless it was just to either to get ahead of the Final Fantasy stuff or because they were being petty with Pokemon. I don't know. But either way,
I don't know. I'm holding out that it's Pokemon. That it has to be that. Like, hey guys, you know, hey, you didn't like Scarlet and Violet? Look at this. You're going to like this. Look how much better this is.
I was reviewing the Pokemon DLC for work. So I was in that and couldn't get to the demo until a little bit later. But actually completed it last night. I got to the very end, the thank you for playing end screen. Right. Got to the end a lot faster than other people, but I knew that it lets you keep on playing. You can select to continue and keep playing it after it. So I went ahead. Yeah. I just wanted to see the content. It ends in a weird spot. I don't even have to ask. You have not gotten to the end.
I haven't gotten to the end, but I have played it quite a bit, and it actually, the reason I haven't, there's a very specific reason that two specific reasons I haven't beaten it yet. One, I forgot about it until you and I were talking about it fairly recently, and I was like, oh yeah, because I've been so into Baldur's Gate 3, and two, my Switch was dying last night, and when I was going to bed, so there was that, and also the battles take forever, and they disabled the fast speed on battles.
No, they didn't.
They did. Mine won't let me update it to fast. It's just grayed out on all of the battles for mine.
To
normal and not auto battle. Yeah, it's weird. I don't know why.
You activated it with like the ZL trigger, like because once you unlock it, it's defaulted. You can toggle it on and off.
Maybe I just haven't gotten to where it's unlocked. That's stupid.
Because it shows up after you've unlocked it, but you have to toggle it on. Did you just not toggle it on with the? I think it's ZL.
I didn't know there was a button.
Whenever you unlock it, it tells you it's like to turn on fast travel now. Just press ZL to do auto battle. Do ZR or something like that, and you just do it from play.
Fast
you
don't travel.
Fast battle.
Travel.
I meant fast
battle.
Fast battle. Auto battle.
I didn't
battle.
Get to where it was telling me to do it as an unlocked feature of the game then, because I was in the winter area exploring around.
It's
and
after
I
that,
was like about to go to through the arch and everything, and my Switch was like 10% battery left, and I'm like, well, that sucks. And so I went to turn on the auto battle, not auto battle, but the fast battle to make them go quicker and get through it as much as I could. And then it was like, hey, we're not going to do that. It's turned off. And I'm like, well, this is the stupidest thing that you could have disabled in the demo.
It's not disabled. You just have to do the tutorial. It's just depending on how you play. Cause lame. I got through the tutorial really quick. I know a lot of people who spent like so much time exploring those seasons in the tutorial before getting to the other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was doing, so I didn't push through, like, quickly to get through. So, I mean, that was part of it, why I didn't get through that, because I was playing with the monsters, I was recruiting and, well, scouting, I guess, and just trying to mess around, and then I was going to bed, playing in bed, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is taking forever, and then they locked it out, and I was like, well, this is dumb.
Yeah, no.
So it makes
not
sense that at least it's something that's not just locked out of the demo, but it's an unlocked feature. That's so weird.
It's because you have to think about it that like the tutorial is very open, which is one thing I like about it. But also, it's like if you take your sweet time in that tutorial, it's going to take a really long time. But if you just barrel on through it and get out of the tutorial quick, it really doesn't take up very much time at all. But it's just because of the way the game, which is something I like about it. I mean, I like that it's kind of like, it's like, okay, you can get through this whole tutorial really fast, like in 20 minutes, or you can just sit here and run around and try to catch everything and level up. And 3 hours later,
I ran around and tried to level up, and it was probably an hour or two. Like, I don't even remember how long it was, but like,
I played
around with it.
Yeah, I got to the end of the demo in less than 2 hours because because I knew you could continue. And I was like, I'm just going to barrel through, unlock the stuff so that I can unlock like synthesis and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to like sink a lot more time into the demo, experimenting with synthesizing monsters and leveling up and stuff. Because I was like, I just want to get to where I like have these things unlocked. And it took, I checked my save. It was 1 hour, 59 minutes and 57 seconds.
Wow.
So like literally just under 2 hours is where I got there with it. And I'm not saying that's the way to play. It really was just because I was wanting to have everything unlocked so that then I felt like I would enjoy it more if I went ahead and just barreled through it, unlocked the stuff, and then went back and like explored the zones, tried to catch more of the monsters, experimented with synthesis, that kind of stuff. That's just how I wanted to play.
I got you. I was meandering around, exploring, like playing around with it. And I had a really good time doing that though. Like all that said, with the normal speed battles and everything, I still really enjoyed the game. Like I'm going to go back to the demo and get through all of that, especially now that I know you unlock fast battles. And I really, truly thought this was something they had locked out of the demo to prevent people from barreling through it and like pushing through and wanting them to spend more time with it, but which would make sense. But I was also like, I don't like playing games like this.
I didn't find the combat to be especially slow, but I'd also just come off of the Pokemon DLC, which, you know, the Pokemon battles were kind of slow anyway.
Yeah.
So I didn't necessarily find the combat slow. Like I thought it was pretty like reasonably paced, just turn-based combat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Having said that, I did play it on fast because I just prefer to play everything on fast mm-hmm. that has a fast option.
Yep.
But anyway, all of this was to say that it ends in a really stupid, weird place.
Right.
Like, you get into, like, what I guess is technically, like, the third area. It's, like, the second big area in Niaria, however you want to pronounce it. The, the like, you know, demon monster world. You talk to this rat whose name is, like, Norbert. And you're going on with your quest. And you go to a cave where the map marker is telling you to go into this like tunnel or cave or whatever. And you walk in and it's just like, thanks for playing. There's no boss fight or anything. I mean, you get to go through like three of the contests in the arena. You do two in like the human world and then one in the monster world for a total of three. So it's like, you get a good feel for like combat and everything and scouting and all of that. But yeah, I didn't know where it ended, but I knew people had seen online where people were like, yeah, it ends at like a weird spot. And it does. It's just like, it's very similar to like the 11S demo where like, you're like running around right outside of Hotto and you just start to run into the next area. And it's like, thanks for playing. That's how this was. But it felt weirder because there was like, hadn't been a boss or anything yet. And I did not expect it to end where it ended. I mean, I really thought I was going to be running into this cave and doing some more things. But I guess that's how they get you, because now it's like, well, what happens? What's in the cave? So I guess it makes sense, but yeah, I even having beaten it though, like I put in probably like after I texted you last night saying that I got to the end and all, I went and put in an extra like hour or so into the game because I've been waiting to tell you this, because I want to catch your monsters roll over from the demo, by the way, for anybody listening, your monsters will roll over. And I really want to catch, you know, those dragons that are like gas bags. They're like, I can't remember what they're called, but they're gas bags.
Right.
I want to catch a gas bag and name it BJ. And so last night I was like, I'm going to play and catch this just for this joke, just so I can take a picture and be like, look what I named him.
I am a gas bag.
And anyway, I wasn't able to catch one yet. And then I got sidetracked with, I missed the part where it said where to go to do like synthesis and things like that. And one thing that I actually either missed completely or whatever is that actually in the tower where like Ruby is and everything that serves as kind of like your headquarters, it's like your airship in the first Dragon Quest Heroes game. If you go all the way downstairs to the basement, there's like, that's where like the synthesis guy is and where there's like a bank for you and all of that stuff. So it's like you have your own little hub as well inside of that tower. So that no matter what world you're in, you can kind of go back to your hub, I guess. Yeah. And it's really easy because you can always zoom. You unlock zoom. I can't remember if where you're at. I can't remember if it's after the tutorial or within the tutorial that you unlock zoom. But you unlock zoom really quick as well. And so it's just like, and then also I got distracted by doing what I usually do, which is running around to every corner trying to fill out the map.
Of course you did. Yep.
So I also spent a lot of time doing that. So anyway, I don't have a gas bag yet, but that's my goal. Is I want a gas bag and I want to name him after you just for funsies. That's kind of my goal.
I love you too.
So which like starter did you get?
Right, this is what I was about to ask
quiz
you
at the beginning.
So initially I got the mannequin. And
I did too. And it's ugly and scary.
I didn't like the mannequin, and I hated it. So I said, no, I don't want that. And I gave it different answers. And for some reason, the name of it is leaving me. But it was the flying green plant slime that's black.
Fright Bulb.
Has the black slime. Fright Bulb. Yep, thank you. The name just left me. And I got that one. I was like, yeah, you're cute, and went with it. What about you?
Almost the exact same thing. I got the mud mannequin or whatever it's called first because I was like, yeah, I want a cute monster. And I was like, oh, a large cute monster sounds fun.
Exactly. And I was like, I don't want a cute one. That I said, don't give me cute, but give me a large, frightening one.
Oh, okay. Huh.
And
weird.
It
gave
me a mud mannequin. And I'm like, nah. Yeah. Nah, bro. No,
I did
thanks.
Too. It showed no, me that you. It showed me the mannequin. I was like, that thing's all twitchy and creepy looking. Like, I don't want that to be my first one.
Yeah, that's not what I want. Yeah, I don't want that as my starter.
And so I was very relieved, though, that you got to say no, because I was afraid I was going to get stuck with that one. And I was just like, wow, off to a bad start already.
Yep. And I was thinking, if you couldn't say no, I was like, I'm going to restart this demo.
Yeah, I was thinking about restarting it, too, because I did not want that mannequin. But I actually did it three times. I did it another time. I can't remember the options, but it gave me a cruel cumber, which I seriously considered because I was like, ooh, pickle with a spear. That's fun.
I probably would have kept that one.
But then I was like, I really wanted some kind of like slime themed monster because there's a lot in this one. And I was like, okay, I'm going to say cute. I'm going to say small. And I'm going to say, I don't want it to be frightening, I think was the way I went with it. And I was like, surely they're going to give me something cute. And so the third time it was a fright bulb. And I was like, yeah, this is what I want.
Yeah. So you and I ended up with the same one.
And I've gotten really attached to him. What did you name yours? Because I'm not creative with my names at all. And I just named him Frightly. And on most of mine, I just put a Y on the end of them. And I call it a day.
Oh, God. What did I name it? It was... I honestly don't remember what I named that one. I know I named the first blue slime I got Goober. But I can't... And I named I can't remember, again, what the actual monster's name is. The two bell peppers with the skewer between them. I named them Peppers with a Z. But I can't remember what I named my initial one.
Yeah, I just named him Frightly because I was like, and then on some of them, I just pressed the like plus button or whatever and just let them have their default name. Like the Ant Guzzler and some of the others.
Right. I named my calamari kid Callie with an H. And I was like, hey, it's a real name. But yeah, I mean, it was, I'm not terribly... I'm not terribly original when it comes to Pokemon or monster names and nicknames. I guess the most original that I have is I didn't do it on the first monster this time. I'll always have one named Poop Sock and another one named Sock Poop. But other than that, I have no clue.
Yeah.
I can't remember what
I knew you were going to name one Poop Sock. I was playing it, like one of my first thoughts as I was running through Dragon Quest Monsters, I was like, BJ's going to name one of these Poop Sock. I'm not sure who he's going to name Poop Sock, but I know there's going to be a Poop Sock.
Yeah, like in Pokemon Go, the actual Go mobile game, my Jolteon is named Poop Sock. And in Let's Go Pikachu, my Pikachu is named Poop Sock. And I got this from like whatever year it was, like 2011, 2012, I guess, maybe even earlier than that The Old Republic came out. And I started it on release day, and there was someone who was playing a character on my server named Poop Sock Sock Poop. And just running around as like this bounty hunter named Poop Sock Sock Poop is the funniest name to see in an MMO that I've ever seen. Just running around and all of a sudden coming around the corner with a big gun and armors, Poop Sock Sock Poop. And I'm like, every time I laughed. And so I've internalized that to always name something Poop Sock and Sock Poop. Like, and Poop Sock Sock Poop was his first name and surname. Like, it wasn't one word. It was like, he was of the Sock Poop clan. And I appreciated it so much that over 10 years, I've named something Poop Sock.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've never been super creative with my names. Like, I don't nickname my Pokemon. I didn't really ever nickname. I'm pretty sure when I was playing Joker 2, like a couple of years ago in the episodes we'd done that, I said I was doing the same thing. I just left their default names or maybe added like a Y to their name if it kind of sounded cutesy. I didn't like really, it's just one of those things where I don't care about that aspect of it where,
right.
Where I want to name anything. After I did beat the game and whenever the demo and I was exploring a little bit, I did find a lumbering lizard, which is like a big dragon with a tree on its back that killed me immediately. I mean, it said it was a high level monster. But it's really big, but I'm excited about that they have these like giant monsters in areas that you will have to come back to try
come
to
back for
catch.
And yeah.
And so now
that you can see, like, that's important too, that you see how large they are on the map.
Yeah. And this one looks really cool. I took a picture of it because, it wasn't a design that I remember seeing before. Maybe I have, but I don't know. But this kind of lizard with like a big tree on its back. Like, I didn't recognize the design or the name, and maybe, who knows, maybe it was in Dragon Quest 11 or whatever, or 4, and people are like, no, Austin, you saw it before, but I didn't remember seeing it. I took a picture of it because I was like, this is neat. Then my next thought after it killed me was like, how much grinding would I have to do in the demo? Right. How many tens of hours, dozens of hours would I have to put into the demo to like reasonably have a chance of scouting this monster, because it looks really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what did you think about like difficulty? 'Cause for me, I thought it had a good balance. It didn't feel easy, but I also like I said, I barreled through it. I mean, I didn't like take time to really grind or anything at all.
Yeah. It didn't seem that hard. Like because of the way it's definitely a monster's game. Like, it plays like all of the other Monsters games. And so the healing from the Fright Bulb, whenever that happened, was just like, yeah, this is enough. And so I never really had to tweak anything to get through. And also, the only thing that I thought was a little bit different was the scouting. That usually at the beginning of all the other Monsters games I've played, the scouting meter that goes up much faster on early monsters. That I was only able to, even like with 4 monsters, get it to like 40-45% or something like that, just straight out of the, you know, not even hitting it or doing anything first. And so it was usually I can get it up into the 80s at the very, very, very beginning of a game. So they've made it a little harder to scout initially, which is probably a good thing. So you don't fill up immediately on that, like in Joker 3 or I think the Terry's Wonderland 3DS remake.
I thought scouting was pretty easy. And then when you get to the monster world the first time, I started having trouble and I was like, oh, wow, the difficulty curve has kind of spiked up here. But then I found out that was intentional because if you talk to Virgil, I think is his name, the little cat wizard guy. Once you finally walk through the first area and get to like the arena in the monster world, he's like, hey, were those monsters giving you a hard time? And I just said no, because in terms of actual combat, they weren't. I mean, anytime I tried to scout them, it would maybe go up to like 20%. But in terms of actually fighting them, I didn't have a problem. And I was like, no. And he's like, stop lying. You can't pass anything by me or whatever. And I was like, what the heck? It's like, what the heck? And then I found out he's like, you know, you have to win you have to win here if you want to have a chance. And then once you go through the G rank gauntlet in the monster arena, it's like, you now have a better chance of scouting monsters here. And I was like, oh, okay. This makes sense. That's why he asked me that. But it was one of those things where, like, sometimes I'll lie to an NPC, especially in the Dragon Quest game, just to get a reaction.
What they do, yeah.
But in this one, it caught me off guard because I really didn't think I was lying. And he was like, you liar? And I was like, screw you, Virgil. I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I killed all of these sometimes in one turn. What are you talking about? Sometimes a lot of these are like one hit already. And it's like, I don't have time to scout them and wear them down like Urkel does Laura.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yeah, what a timely Family Matters reference.
Hearing you, damn. you got this.
But yeah, I was also impressed by monster variety. I think for me, like, I saw where people were like, said that they thought that those seasons went a little too fast for them. Mm. I thought it was pretty well balanced. Like there were definitely times where I was like, oh man, the season's changing there was still like a monster or something that I wanted to scout. Right. And I just, you know, the season changed before I could. But overall, I felt like it didn't feel like a problem to me yet. It might be later on, like later in the game when you want to spend even more time. But for this one, I thought the season balance was okay. I was mostly just really impressed by like the variety. Like I didn't keep a running tally on the monsters, but I tried to just kind of keep like a estimate in my head. And between like the tutorial seasons and like the first area and everything, and then the two areas in the monster world that you get to play in the demo, like I want to say that there's probably easily 50 monsters like available for you to scout, and that's not including the ones that like the trainers or the wranglers, they're called wranglers and monsters, they're
wranglers.
This ain't Pokemon, son. Where it is where the wranglers like have some different types, like not counting those, like just in terms of like the overworld, it seemed like there was a good bit. Like it felt like there was generally somewhere around like 6 or 7 monsters in every season.
Mm-hmm.
There were definitely sometimes where different things would happen. And like there was one in the first month area of the monster world. I can't remember what it was called, but it was something Conquest is what it's called. And I went and like checked out the same area. And I swear it was the same season, but like different monsters had appeared. And I was like, well, this is weird, because it was just like, I think it was summer, for example. And I was like,
right.
Like I thought I had fully explored this area in the summertime, but I haven't seen this before. So I think this is totally speculation, but I think there are like spawn rates and RNG things at play here.
I'm sure there are, where
like just because you've seen like the same 7 or 8 monsters in spring in this area, it doesn't mean that there's not more to find, because I definitely saw that. And so I was just thinking, like from the tutorial, I think I had maybe 12, 15 monsters, it seemed like, just from getting out of the tutorial. And then it's like the other two areas each have, you know, a good chunk in each season. So just kind of doing some casual math there, it seemed like 50 monsters were pretty easy to get to. I was just thinking, you know, 7 for each season in those two areas, that's like almost 50 right there, right? Over 50. So I don't know. It seemed like there was a lot of monsters, and I was impressed by that, because it being a demo, but also it being this early in the game, I really didn't know what to expect with that.
And I'm hoping that in the full game, and I'm sure it'll be later on in the full game if this happens, that we're able to change the seasons at will. That rather than waiting on a cycle to go through, I figure that there will be some way to have this mystical power of changing the seasons ourselves.
Yeah, that's one thing I was wondering about too, is that I was hoping that would be the case, because whenever I was playing, going back to Pokemon DLC for a second, it'd been so long since I played the Pokemon Violet, I couldn't remember how to do a lot of stuff at first when I was playing the DLC. And even I beat the DLC, I'm like, just barring the exclusives, I have like completed the Katakami Pokedex, the DLC Pokedex, and everything. And I swear there is a way to change it from day to night. I swear that was a thing you could do. And I cannot figure out how to do it. And I haven't cared enough to actually Google it. But there were different times where I was like, there was a way to do this. And maybe it's you have to do picnics or something. I just didn't want to take the time to do a picnic and slow things down. So whenever I was going through the seasons, I was like, yeah, I really hope there's a way to change this, kind of like the day and night cycle that you can change.
Right.
Just because it seems like there's got to be, because it's like, okay, if I'm wanting summer monsters and then I miss out on one summer monster and it changes to fall, I'm just going to have to sit there and like wait in this area for a while, or remember to zoom back to this area again. I don't know.
I know there has to be some way to do it. I think that's going to be one of the big ways of just making the game better overall, like more user friendly. In the end.
What about performance? Because I know that's kind of been a hot topic with just Switch games in general, but with like Pokemon and now with this Monsters game, it seems like a criticism people have had. What did you find
no
out?
No problem with it. Like the one thing that that you mentioned was that it kind of was sluggish and got a little stuttery when there are lots of monsters on screen. And on my light, had no problem with it. Like I didn't notice anything that really made it slow down or be, I don't even want to say unplayable, but nothing that even I noticed because I was paying attention to it because of what you said.
Okay. I mean, that's good. And to be fair, I have a launch Switch. I mean, I got a Switch like the week it came out. So,
yeah,
and I've kept that
early.
Switch.
I haven't played it on that one.
So that could affect it, but it was mostly in handheld mode. It just felt like the like edges and stuff were blurrier than some Switch games are. And again, it's a demo, and I think 2 months out, it's plenty of time to fix it. And all that being said, I mean, it still runs way better than Pokemon Violet or even the Teal Mask DLC did. And you know, those are games that are out right now. So I mean, it still ran better than all of that. I think I was just hoping for it to be a little bit more polished, more like 11S was on the Switch. And I think it's probably part of the engine that I think it's Toes that does the Monsters game as well, that like they use for Treasures, where it's like it looks 11 adjacent, where it, like it looks like those games, but a little bit more cartoony, not quite as crisp. And you can tell that like Monsters and Treasures were made with the same engine and everything. And
yeah, you definitely can.
But yeah, like for me, it was just that like in handheld, it looked like that. And then even in docked, because I did the arena stuff in docked, but there were times when it was just like there's people in the arena, there's the Wrangler battling you, there's your monsters, there's their monsters. Just things are a little bit busier. Whereas like the animations were very like stuttery, and like the frame rate was stuttery and everything. Like the Pokemon Violet, it was really, really bad with it. Whereas like the movements just didn't look natural, and the animations and stuff. And it was kind of like with that, where I was just like, I mean, again, it was nothing that was like unplayable or I was like, oh, this is so ugly or anything like that. I wouldn't even say necessarily that I was like disappointed really in it, because I mean, it's a demo and I think the actual game will run even better. It was just like, I guess it didn't look as pretty as I wanted it to. I guess that's what it comes down to. Like if I were reviewing this game right now, I don't think I would knock it any points for not running well the way I did Pokemon DLC, I don't know. I wanted it to look prettier. Like there were times when I was playing in handheld where I was like, I wish this looked a little nicer.
See, and I didn't have that problem, but also I'm kind of coming to Monsters from a 3DS perspective on it, where I'm like, oh yeah, this looks better than those.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm gauging it on, I'm gauging the way it looks on a series, basis, I guess, more so than it just being on Switch, because I like the way I like the stylized look. But yeah, it's definitely the Treasures engine, or maybe Treasures is this engine.
Yeah, who knows? But yeah, I mean, overall, I'm very happy with the demo. Super excited for the game. Die is out like next week, like next Friday, I think. So yeah, and I'm very excited. This got me excited for Die, because I was like, the some of the more stuff I've seen for Die and all of that, like I wanted to go ahead and make sure I got through the demo before I started playing Infinity Strash. And this got me really excited for it. It did confirm that I'm glad I'm getting Die on the Switch, just because I really enjoyed playing Monsters on the Switch, and it was nice being able to like last night whenever I was trying to catch Gas Bag. to name it after you. It was nice, because I was just like chilling, like Grace was watching a show that I cared nothing about, and so I was playing on my Switch but sitting there with her, you know, and just kind of talking to her off and on during her show. And so it was like a way to so it's enjoyable in that respect. And so I'm excited for Die. I'm excited for this one. I was totally joking about the lumbering lizard, about grinding enough to try to catch it before the game is out. But I really do want to try to level up some more monsters and experiment with monster synthesis some more, just because the monsters do transfer over. And I want to see, like, want to have a nice solid team before it comes out officially.
And one thing that I was curious about before we, you know, before we wrap up about everything, was I haven't heard, one of my favorite things about Pokemon games before the Switch was the special demos where you get something for beating it. Have you heard anything like a special Pokemon early in the game or items or something? And do you know if there is anything like that for monsters, that rolling over the monsters from this will end up giving you something in the main game?
Okay, so there is, when you get to the end of the demo, it does, and you get the thank you for playing, there's a little blurb after that that says, because you played the demo and everything, that when you play get the full release, you get, I think it's called the Wrangler set.
Okay. Awesome. You get
the Wrangler set as a bonus for completing the demo.
I feel like we should have led with that, honestly, because of I say this because of people who started out the podcast hesitant about playing it, that you actually get something for playing the demo. And but yeah, I think that's awesome. What did it say the Wrangler set was?
I don't know. It didn't show a picture of it. And I looked it up after the demo last night and couldn't find anything other than just it saying like, hey, people who complete this will get the Wrangler set. Maybe that information is out there, and everything was like last night and I didn't spend significant time. All I will say about starting this episode is you were the one who were like, they didn't put in fast battle. And I was like,
I did.
Right out the gate.
Don't get me wrong. I didn't think about it because, it because of that. But yeah, I totally, it's on me. I didn't think about asking about that.
So I think we both agree that we love it and we're excited for this game.
Right? Yeah. I'm much more excited for this than I am Die even next week. Kind of forgot it was coming out next week, even though I knew it was coming out next week. And so I am very excited about this, and I wish it were coming out sooner than December.
Yeah. It's a long time to have to wait for sure. But, but it was still fun playing it. I mean, I'll take what we can get.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to play this quite a bit. This is really going to be my nighttime game, I think, where I play in bed, like I had mentioned. And
yeah,
I think
for me too, because it's just so chill and enjoyable and relaxing.
Yep. Where I usually get frustrated at some games where I lose something, or I stress myself out when I'm trying something really hard at before bed. And so this one's chill, monster hunting, just kind of seeing what's out there. So I think it'll be a good one.
Yeah, me too.
Good one for that.
Thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. Let us know what you think of the demo. You can chat with us on Twitter at DragonQuestFM. You can find me personally on Twitter and Blue Sky, mostly over there nowadays, at DragonQuestin. And remember, you can also support this podcast and talk to us at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM. And just a huge thank you to all of our patrons. We really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, you're awesome. I'm on Twitter at Professor Beej. I am on Blue Sky. I forget to look at it at BJ Keaton, .bluesky.social or whatever it is. And like you said, on Patreon at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM.
Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.